Today, we are celebrating New Testament Church Calendar's Pentecost Day. Pentecost Sunday is the birth date of New Testament Church, outpouring of the promised Spirit of Jesus Christ is marked and memorialized on this day. It is God's seal to certify that His promise to send His Spirit to the apostles and disciples of Jesus Christ happened. That's the beginning of New Testament Church. Believer's life. Whether Old Testament believer or New Testament believer is made up of two phases. One, prosperity. Two, afflictions. There could be material prosperity or mental, human relationship, physical prosperity, or mental, human relationship-wise affliction, or severe bodily sickness can be affliction. Materially deprived, then that's another kind of affliction. So, God gave us both prosperity and afflictions so that we may not boast about ourselves but Jesus Christ, who is beginning and end of our whole life. Pentecost Day tells us our life depends on God's blessing through outpouring of His Holy Spirit. So primarily, believer's life is spiritual, and his human life sustained by material bread and wine or drink are subsidiary to our spiritual life. If we know that priority, first spiritual life, second, life of flesh or material life, then we know which one is more important to believer's life. During his period of trials, Jesus was under temptation by Satan, and he overcame such temptation by memorizing the Word of God. That is what we chose today's text, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 1 through 6. There, Jesus quoted right from today's chosen text. Men does not live by bread alone, but man lives by everything that proceeds out of the mouth of Yahweh. That's chapter 8, verse 3 of Deuteronomy. Jesus tells us human life is not just maintained by material bread and wine, and those foods. More importantly, sustained by every word out of the mouth of the Lord Yahweh. That does not mean our bread and drink are not supplied by blessing of the Lord. Definitely, they are supplied by the blessing of the Lord. Yet, when those material supplies are gone, still, our life should be sustained and maintained and preserved by power of Word of God. That is the fundamental base of our life sustenance. That's what Jesus taught us. So let's go to today's text, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 1 through 6. I read from NASB, New American Standard Bible. All the commandments that I am commanding you today, you shall be careful to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to give to your forefathers. You shall remember all the way which the Lord your God has led you in the wilderness these 40 years, that he might humble you, testing you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. He humbled you and let you be hungry, and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your forefathers know, that he might make you understand that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by everything that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. Your clothing did not wear out on you, nor did your foot swell these 40 years. Thus you are to know in your heart that the Lord your God was disciplining you, just as a man disciplined his son. Therefore, you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God to walk in his ways and to fear him. Walk in his ways and to fear him. That's what Moses, by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, gives the end of goal of his instruction. Walk in God's ways and fear God. That is the author of Ecclesiastes taught us in the same way. You now heard all things, fear God, worship him alone. Same here. In his instruction to the younger generation of Israelites, those who experienced 40 years wilderness life were 20s up to 59 years, that generation. Because their forefathers, older generation, all perished in the wilderness, including Aaron, Miriam. Aaron passed away 123 years old. Miriam passed away 128 years old. They are not sick, just healthy as young men, but by God's chastisement, they were taken away by death. Moses, the same thing. Strong physically, like a young man. Now he is 120 years old, right before he is taken out of this world by God, a chastisement to his once disobedient life to God's command. Here, Moses, he himself could not go in to possess the promised land, but he could see that land from afar, from mountaintop of Pisgah. But he cannot go in because he did not obey God's command. Once he did not obey. This younger generation, the oldest one, except Joshua and Caleb, all they are younger than 60 years old. Those who experienced 40 years of life in wilderness is 20 years and up. The younger one, 40 years and up. The younger one, infant baby to 40 years, they have not completely experienced God's provisions, mercies, and protecting power and miraculous power through giving them manna day after day. But those older generation, 40 years and up, they thoroughly experienced God's grace. To them, Moses gave this instruction. All the commandments that I am commanding you today, you shall be careful to do. Obedience. Obedience is like both sides of coin. One side is loving God. The other side is obeying God's command. If we love God, in other words, we obey God. The basis of our obedience to God's command is responding to His love. At the same time, we should have that godly fear of God, so that we may not slight God out of licentious attitude toward graceful, merciful God. So here, Moses reminds older generation, those who experienced terrible life of wilderness for 40 years, and the younger generation who have not experienced such terrible wilderness life. In part, they had, but still, they are well fed by Lord's provision. Their drink and their food. So here, the Lord gave them wilderness life with one goal in His mind. Is this. Verse 2. Whether you would keep His commandments or not. Whether you obey His command or not. In other words, whether you love Him in return or not. Also, whether you fear Him as you ought to or not. See? The goal of wilderness life is one half of believer's life on earth. Because God gives us sometimes prosperity, other times affliction. Both are main elements of believer's life. Here, wilderness life is that life of affliction. But under such testing life, God's provision, protection were there. Manner, He sent them faithfully. He protected them. He led them all way of the wilderness. Even the Lord made Israelites daily clothing not wear out, nor their foot, their sandal will not wear out. Their foot would not swell for their wilderness life. Under such times of a trial for 40 years, Lord's mercy, grace, never run out. Because Lord has promised to give this generation the land of Canaan. 430 years ago, He promised that to Israelites' forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So the fulfillment had finally come upon this wilderness life generation. They harvested the promise given to their forefathers 430 years ago. This later younger generation, they are harvesting what the Lord promised to their forefathers. So this life of wilderness should be beneficial for their spiritual life. Their material life is well sustained by God's grace and mercy. Drink and bread, all supplied by the Lord. Their clothing did not wear out. Their sandals did not wear out. What a bountiful grace and mercy of the Lord upon Israelites during their wilderness life. But wilderness life is wilderness life. Life of difficult conditions. So it's life of affliction. In comparison to life of wilderness, the life in the promised land in Canaan is a life of prosperity. Yet, under trials in wilderness life or in life prosperity, there we will meet various temptations. So, we believers, Christians, with Old Testament Jewish believers, ought to be aware of those two pitfalls. During wilderness life, life of affliction, we should not fall into life of grumbling, complaining, all ingratitude, ungrateful attitude. Rather, during wilderness life, we must aim high to constantly see God's daily provision, giving us life of miracle, clothing did not wear out, sandals did not wear out, feet did not swell, manna came from heaven, the huge, humongous rock split open and gushing out water. Such wonderful provision is given to wilderness life. So we must see that bright side of life of affliction during wilderness life, because God has a goal in his mind. It is God's boot camp to discipline us, to make us more like his begotten Son, Jesus Christ. So that when Israelites, they enter into the land of Canaan, promised land, the abundant life of prosperity would not spoil them, would not make them proud, would not make them going after neighboring countries' idols during life of prosperity. Believers are greatly under danger, falling into temptation of pride, falling into temptation to idolatry. That's what Moses, through the old book of Deuteronomy, gave the younger generation warning. So here, today's text, we put the title, Why Do We Need a Wilderness Life? Because we must learn to see bountiful, grateful, merciful provision of God during our life of affliction. Seeing the bright side of God's mercy. Because it's only limited time, 4 years for Israelites. For each one of us individually, God apportioned specific time period. That's a time of affliction. So that we may be trained, disciplined, as Hebrews author taught us, quoting Old Testament, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 5b through all the way 11. My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor be weary when reproved by him. For the Lord disciplines the one he loves, chastises every son whom he receives. It is for the discipline that you have to endure. God is treating you as sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? If you are left without discipline, in which all have participated, then you are illegitimate children, and not sons. Besides this, we have had earthly fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them. Shall we not much more be subject to the Father of spirits and live? For they disciplined us for a short time as it seemed best to them, but God disciplines us for our good, that we may show His holiness, likeness of His Son. For the moment, all discipline seems painful during our life of wilderness, life of affliction, rather than pleasant, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. For that purpose, unlike Israelites during their wilderness life, we are given today, birthday of New Testament Church, unlimited outpouring of the Holy Spirit on this Pentecost Lord's Day. What a wonderful God we have through our faithful Savior Jesus Christ. Promise was given. Promises kept. We New Testament believers, New Testament Christians, we are a lot better situation than those Israelites during their 40 years wilderness life. Though sometimes we go through such time of affliction, spiritual wilderness life, or material wilderness life, or physical wilderness life, or financial wilderness life, or human relational wilderness life. Let us remember, it is only short period of time so that we may become more like Jesus, appreciate God's daily provision through natural supply, bread and drink. But above all, God's sustaining, creating power of His world. That sustaining, powerful world of God is our basis for our daily life. Whether we are in prosperity or under severe trials, let us remember, loving God is obeying God's command. At the same time, with godly fear, so that we may become more like His only begotten Son, our Lord, who set human perfect example as you and I live. Not angelic form, but put on Himself human flesh and blood. What a faithful, merciful God, the Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ we have. So here, today's text teaches us, we believers must remember our time of affliction, the boot camp period, is for our discipline, humbling us, testing us, so that we may come out refined, purified, to become more like Jesus. Loving God, obeying His command, joyfully, without losing godly fear. That's why we need wilderness life, time to time, so that when we have prosperity, we may not fall into pride, fall into idolatry, worshiping ourselves, than God. May Spirit of God continue to guide us until we all see our Lord and Savior face to face. Amen.